Blog Talk Radio.
People, this is your show. This is Indigenous Voice, and we implore all those who listen or call in to give us your intake. What's happening in your neck of the woods? You know, the show can always be a good listening participant. You're on the air, Jabir. Are you there?
Hey, hello. Welcome back. So you already started, okay.
Not really. Just a little bit.
All right. Well, you started off, you said prayer already and opened up.
No, I didn't say a prayer yet. Just the show just really just came up.
Okay. Well, is Snooper there?
No, he's not on here yet. We got two callers.
Okay. Alrighty, let's open up, folks, with a prayer and let's get started. Let's get going here. Now, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحد صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ردوا كاليستنسكي Tikaligi, Niyawa, Jibril, Basir Abdusman, Talanigi Hoya, of the independent Tikaligi Nation. We welcome everybody back to Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show, folks, where you can raise your topics, share your knowledges, your understandings, your cultural values. Back to you, Abby.
People, nice to say this is your show, and we appreciate you giving us some of the feedback and input. What is happening in your neck of the woods, on your tribe, the reservation and city, town, your city and towns, because the show is only as good as those who participate in this show. We like talking, but we would like also y'all the thoughts also. If you have any questions, concerns, you can ask us questions. If you have anything you need us to answer, we will try to give you the answer to the best of our knowledge and the best of our ability. But we need your participation, and so we can answer these questions, any types of concerns you may have. So with that said, I have a question. My thing that we know that everybody is worth something. Everybody has value. But the key question is that do they think they have value? Do they consider themselves worthy? Or do they think they have value? Or do they think they value this? I would like your input on that question. If anybody can, talk about that and see, and give me a talk on that topic.
You say value, self-worth. Are you talking about self-esteem? Are you talking
Do they have self-esteem or lack of self-esteem? If they're letting the system beat them down, they don't have no esteem whatsoever. Do they think they're worthy of, they're not worthy of anything? And why do they feel that way? if they feel a way at all.
Puts me in the mind of some of our young people. Some of our youth, our young people, they fall into despair. And that's why we have an epidemic of sociological deformatory behavior called suicide, where a lot of our young people fall into this disparity and they will take their own lives. For low self-esteem, low self-worth, produces this type of behavior. A lot of it due to drugs, alcohol, other influences. But also aid in the eyes of the team of the individual. That loss of cultural value, spiritual value, physical value. Everybody is worth something. Everyone has an importance.
Anybody else have any input on this subject? And you have any non-opinion or anything that you want to add to this? Or are you not going to? Well, ladies and gentlemen.
It's your brother Ali again calling from the Michigan area. Yeah, I'd like to chime in on it. I believe, you know, to what I've seen and experienced in my lifetime, that this self-worth is based on, you know, conspiracy to keep people subjugated, to keep them at low esteem. You know, so what I'm trying to say is, like, it's designed to me when I've seen, you know,
we hear you, just talk up a little bit louder, so that would be my head.
Can you hear me?
There you go. We hear you much more better now.
Okay, yeah, I think the whole system is conspiratory in nature. You know, in the sense of you have the powers to be that want to keep people subjugated and low self-esteem. And it's done by all types of methods, such as placing them in situations like, say, for example, where I grew up at. You know, you have these people situated in condensed in one generalized area, no jobs, like you said, drugs, alcohol, all these things are contributing factors. When you ask people, do they have, you know, how they feel about themselves? You know, and it seems as though it's almost designed to keep people at that sort of disadvantage. That would be my perspective on why a lot of people have self-esteem or don't feel as though they have any self-worth. You know, that's just one of the things, one of the target areas. There's a multifactorial other, you know, type of ways to keep people at low self-esteem. Even though you have the ability to uplift yourself, but it's hard because you have all these obstacles working against you. So, I mean, you know, when you get to thinking, well, what can I do to bring myself out of low self-esteem? You have to go deep down and do a soul searching of yourself and start to eliminate some of these things so that you can grow and develop the type of mindset it would take to bring you up to a higher conscious reality about yourself. And that would just be my take on.
So you think this is all designed by the system to do this, and they only target certain ethnic groups, or you think they're targeting everybody?
Well, I think it would be targeted. I don't look at it so much as just, you know, from an ethical perspective. I think it would be targeted for anybody that falls into that sort of trap. You know, because you have, you know, blacks, whites, whomever, you have rich and poor, they all can fall up under the character of low self-esteem based on their life interpretation and experiences. You know, And I think when I say conspiratorial nature, I still think it's a design by the negative energy force that we have that permeates a lot of people's minds and, you know, have people thinking that they're better and higher above than someone else, and then someone else looking at them and they glorify them, such as your entertainers and what have you. And if you can't fit that criteria, you can't fit that mold, then you start to feel like you're less than they are, you know, based on how they glorify and advertise. Say, for example, you know, how they say about models. You got to look a certain way. You got to be a certain type to fit it. And then you have all these women go out. Then they want to be like models, and then they can't fit that criteria. Then they have no self-esteem about themselves. In that sense.
Okay. Anybody else want to elaborate on the subject? 575-5025. Do you have any thing that you might want to add to this topic? 918-0762. Do you have anything you might want to add to this topic also? Why do people feel so low self-esteem and how they can pick themselves up?
My take on low self-esteem is that you become a product of your environment, and that can either build a person's self-esteem up or can give them low self-esteem. It's how the person that may be a product of their environment chooses to overcome that and not let that get them down. That's just my take on it.
Okay. That's a real good take on it. That's good. Okay, 505-0162. We have your input
on this.
Yes, we can.
Can
you
hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, this is Geraldine. On that subject, I think most of our younger people are the ones that are affected by what's going on in this world, because I was looking at the news today where fentanyl and meth are the worst products, drug products, that are coming in the United States from Mexico. They have no way of trying to stop this epidemic here. And I believe that these drug dealers are trying to get to these younger people, get their minds affected with these types of drugs, where in any kind of shape, way, or form, they're not going to escape this, because once that drug gets a hold of this type of person, it's not easy for them to come out of this. And the only way, even their families give up on them because they don't know what to do with them. They can't control that type of situation with their children. You know, no matter how much you talk to them, they're not going to listen to you, because they want that type of drug that's going to control their lives and control what's going on with them. And then if they don't have money for rehabilitation to get them turned around, you've got a lost child out there. You've got a lost child in society that don't know what to do, where to go, becomes homeless and doesn't want to go to school, doesn't want to get an education. You know, what more can you do? All you can do is try to show them the way that there's a better way than what they're doing in life. And they have to get away from the bad situation of these people that are doing this to them. If you take them outside the situation, it may help them. Back at you.
Okay. That's Jabril, are you there?
Yeah, that was a very excellent explanation that Geraldine gave. And that's so true, that so many of our young people, when they get caught in those situations, a lot of them, they want to turn to somebody or to somewhere. And if we don't provide a means, then... You know, for a lot of them, they fall into that disparity and they commit suicide, or they turn to the drugs and alcohol and they can't recover. So this is
problem that we have, you know, amongst our youth, our young people, and that's something that we have to combat and to, you know, because it affects every household, every family. All of us have a loved one in jail or kid that, you know, we got on some drugs, loved one on alcohol. So we've all been affected by it. And it is another situation that we have to take a close look at and talk about and come up with solutions to solve these issues for our people. And that's that implementation of the independence once again.
Wow. So,
thank you, Geraldine, for that wisdom. That's why our elders are so important. To give us those reminders of what we men are supposed to be doing. Because it's an epidemic proportion that's going on with our children. Low self-esteem, disparity, drugs, alcohol, suicide, so many different issues that we have to constantly stay on the battlefront with. Back to you, I mean.
Okay. You have anything to say on this topic about?
I just want to add, if you have some different type of programs in place, you know, and to keep the younger generation from being so distracted with all the nonsense going on, then that would be a good, excellent opportunity to try to, bring them back and open up some sort of avenue or program that would allow them to not be so distracted about all the technology and social media and all that's going on that's designed really to keep them at a disadvantage. So I think it would be, like you say, you know, up to, even with this show, for example, this is a good platform. And I want to appreciate it, you know, because it does afford the opportunity to share these type of talks and what have you, to open people up to different programs and realities that we have to really focus in order to bring ourselves back to our original nature. So I appreciate it again to have the opportunity to speak on the subject.
Yeah, that's good. That's why this show, this radio station, this show is so important to give each and every one a voice, an opportunity to voice their concern and speak out on different topics, you know, and we have your input, you know, and things like that. As we know that there's not too many shows, or might not be no show at all, but this one right here gives the opportunity. And speak out, you know, and so that's why it's very important that those who are listening and those who are calling in, you know, give your input, you know, and talk about it, you know, and so hopefully that, you know, by us having that concern about the people, that, you know, will resonate to other people, and, you know, so that's why we
right.
Keep stress and independence and self-determination to, you know, when we independent self-determination. And we do not let the government interfere with us. And we can actually start programs on our own and, you know, implement these programs without, you know, without the government, you know, interfere. Because we know when the government interferes with things, they always want something from you and trying to control you. So, you know, so
exactly.
By then, self-determination, they can't control us. So it's about them not controlling us, but us controlling ourselves. Oh. So anyone else has anything or wants to change the topic, speak about another type of topic, you know, because this is your show and you have the mic.
Also bring up the topic of us men putting in that input to the youngsters, the new periodically, you see them get the young men and take them to cut wood and deliver wood to the elders and go collect food and load the food in front of them, bringing that back and forth to the elders. And keeping those cultural values, those traditional values in front of them also helps them to give and take the step to cleansing themselves to fighting off those temptations by busying themselves in things which bring them to closer to direct understanding of how they should be.
Dr.
Like
you're breaking up a little bit, Brother Brill.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I was just giving thanks to the brothers who are doing the programs with the young people, Chinupa, Sheikh Yahya, Brother Ali, many different people who are doing programs with the youth. It's an honor and thank you all for that. Because these things, they all help, you know, and they're all important. And we have to keep the wisdom of those elders and grandmothers with us at all times, you know, and keep implementing these things.
Yes, that's true. It's a problem that we have people that we have people that like you know that do good things and have what's called good nature, but yet you still have people. Has quality of the devil and Shaitan, and the question: why do you think these people act like this?
One thing I can say, brother, I mean, that is just part of that design in human nature that we are supposed to be able to try to control. It's all like, to me, it's like a test that you've been given this test. And you have this lower nature about yourself that if you don't keep it in control, then it'll come at you and it'll take you away from the reality of your life mission. So, you know, we got to be constantly aware and conscious of exactly what we're dealing with self. Before we can even reach out to others and try to make an impact. So I'm constantly working on myself to try to keep my, like, for example, rather anger. You know, there used to be a time I would be motivated to be easy to move to anger. And being refined in my studies about this type of stuff, it allowed me to have an advantage to the extent where, okay, well, you know that this is coming from negative force. You might want to call the devil. So you've been challenged with trying to suppress this type of nature that exists in yourself. So in order to do this, you have to learn what type of prayers that our ancestors, what sort of worshiping, you know, exact worshiping that they did in order to ward off this sort of evilness that plagued man. And it just seemed like that some people had the ability to and the desire to, you know, express it more so than others. Some people want to live in peace, but then you have those people that don't want people to live in peace. And they go all out, and that their devil, lower devil selves, you know, basically entice them to do things that against human nature, such as suppressing people, wanting to take advantage of people, going after greed, and all these things that's of the negative nature that keep us suppressed. And that's what I have to say about that.
Anyone else have anything else to say on this topic? Or if you want to start your own topic? Come on, people. It is, you know, like, because spirituality plays a very important part in everybody's life, you know, and if you don't have that, if you're lacking that spirituality, then you're susceptible to everything. You know, that's what basically keeps you in check and balance of that consciousness of your creator, and knowing that you don't want you to please him, because, you know, your goal is to please him the best way you know how, and to please him is to help your fellow, to help the creation of the creator, and that's to be kind, loving, you know, and to do your best, you know, to treat your fellow human beings with dignity, and respect, and kindness and love, you know. And we all have a purpose in life, but the thing about a lot of us don't know what our purpose is in life, you know. So once we learn what our purpose in life is, we start to be a better person, you know, but a lot of us is lost and kind of find, you know, sometimes people can find their way, sometimes people can't find their way, you know. But what everybody, like I said, has a purpose in life, and that purpose in life is basically to serve your creator and to help your fellow being. Once you find out that your purpose in life is that, and you decide, you know, just much better about yourself. Does anybody else want to say anything about this?
I mean, can you brothers hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Yes, we hear
okay.
You.
Okay. I was listening to all of you guys, you know, exemplify on different, you know, means of, you know, what goes on in today's environment. First of all, listening audience, please pay attention to this right here. How many of you know what the term sociological deformatory is? Sociological deformatory is the type of behavior when they strip you of being social with your family, your children, your people in general. Social, logical, deformable. Logical is the logic of what our ancestors have been doing since time immemorial. Deformatory is because it comes from the phrase captive. That's why when you take the D form away and you put it with an R, you got reformatory, where they try to straighten you out, correct you, and all that crap that white America has been doing since they arrived here. Now, my brothers and sisters of our Tecate Nation up there in Montana, okay, Jenny and Marco and all them guys up there, they had a remarkable, you know, march and demonstration that they were more or less, you know, implementing to the population of people that attended. And it was all in good standing, okay? And the hard part is this. There were others that participated with them, but they did it for the lust of money. Then they turned around and said that they were going to use this money that was given to them to help their elder people up there in Browning, Montana. And I'm talking about these dog crazy guys. They're not dog soldiers like us, strong heart. These dog crazy guys are led by this Grimes family. So this is what I'm hearing. Well, today I attended a gathering in Rapid City, and because I don't go anywhere without invitation, I backed up from a lot of the stuff that goes on in Indian country. And when people are asked to get the native population to step in, regardless if we hate the white man, we got to find ways to implement our message in our own, you know, perspective. In other words, we got to do it by all means necessary because that's our prerogative, okay? So they called on, you know, the Strong Heart Warrior Society to step up. So I knew Carlin and the rest of them, you know, Adrian, Larry, all them, Albert, all them guys, you know, Cody, all of them all have something going on. So what was really, you know, stepped out was, you know, our women and their men. So I asked Steve and them guys, Steve Raincounter and them, if they could come and support Strong Heart at this, you know, gathering that these white folks were doing. And so we went over there, and where they were picketing, some stood on the side of the Catholic Church, some stood on the Episcopalian Church parking lot, and the others stood on the opposite side facing west by an open lot that used to have a Wendy's fast food joint. And then we Strong Hearts, we dog soldiers, we stepped out on the hospital's grounds. And let me tell you why. Because like our brothers and sisters up there in Montana, the Pocani people, they stepped up to address the crowd more on an informal matter. What I mean by that is they were challenging their own people that this crap that you're all, man, breathing in and doing is not their way. It's not the Pocani way. So this is what I'm told. I prodded, you know, our little brother, you know, Uncle Bart for, you know, using their tribal flag and leading. He was out in the front line. You know, one of our Strong Heart guys, his mom was there, a few others, you know, a participant. And the catch that was really implementing on their part, there was a lot of Native children participating, which is a great thing. So now today's event for these white folks that were demonstrating and doing their thing, some of the white folks will say, Sanupa, why does your sign say America, COVID-19, America's new smallpox blanket? But that's what my slogan was. And it is. COVID-19 is the new virtue of the smallpox blanket. Okay? Implemented by federal government and tribal governments. And the sad thing about it is when you look at the bulletin boards I use, okay, this is what I use, the board. I use the white, you know, board with black lettering to describe it. And then I had my little sister, Jenny, step up and write it out with 3 K's, America, with the KKK, okay, to expose more of the intellectual communication about why America constantly practices and perfects colonial policies to strip you of your human rights, which goes back to sociological reformatory. So when I had my little sister Jenny write these slogans on our white cardboard, the passerbyers were paying attention to what we had on our poster boards, and it was an opportunity for us to get our message out on the indigenous perspective, because the majority of them will do the indigenous perspective, but they'll never blame the system. Hear me, folks. They'll never blame the system. You can assemble in all means necessary. You can step up and take the criteria, but if you don't remark history, nothing is going to get toppled. You'll never get your message brought. So here's two groups of people from Montana and South Dakota stepping in that direction to implement that type of message. And so the people were like, hey, what does that really mean? And I would say this to them. Shit, come on, you ain't dumb. I mean, if your head's empty, that means to tell me you ain't got a brain. You know what that means. America's COVID-19 is the new ethnic cleansing. Because not only are you ethnic cleansing the people of color, now it came back on you, white man. So in order for us to participate, remember, we didn't ask to come up and do this. You did. You called us to come out. So now our Mexican, everybody's honking their horns on this side. You're all starting to move over here. See, had you, as white people, done this a long time ago, its pacifiers would have supported you with that acknowledgement. But because Strongheart stepped up and did it this way, thanks to my little sister, Jennifer Rosebear, she wrote the slogans on our side. Those are what the message is about, because people say, well, we're trying to get our message out. Well, we could do any means necessary. But if you don't reflect on to where the blame is, nothing's going to get done. It's like this. If you give a bunch of chickens nothing but salad-grain food, they'll never, ever know how to pick up a worm from the earth, like all natural birds do. When spring comes and it rains, the worms come out and there's plenty of food for the feathered creatures to eat, snakes and so forth, because that's their diet. That's their delicacy. But if you keep feeding them grain food, pallets and stuff, that worm will never, ever have a balance in the ecosystem. You see what I'm getting at, folks? These worms not only feed the two-legged winged creatures, they also are food for our water animals, our fish, our turtles, our frogs. They eat them too, see? Well, because white America has always used sociological deformatory to destroy the ethnicity of people, we're forgetting how to forage for ourselves. And you know it, listening audience. That's the hard part. So these Strongheart members are Northern Strongheart people from the Blackfeet Nation and the Lakota people in Rapid City, South Dakota. They demonstrated in the city limits. So our Pekani people, they did it in Great Falls, and the Strongheart Dog Soldiers did it in Rapid City. Two towns that still preach and push for racial disparities. They're still hateful. So now that white folks are calling out for help, you have to look deep in your heart. Do I really give a shit about the fucking white man? No. But if they're going to assemble like that, and they're demonstrating the no vaccine, no mandate, and all this stuff, and they need that help, okay, I'll take help. If you're going to ask me for help, okay, but I'm going to do it my way. And thanks to Mike Carlo and them that told them, get a hold of Chinupa, but don't piss him off because he's going to do it anyway. But if you get a hold of him, he knows what to do. He's the only strong activist that's still in the game. And even I, he said, he told them, even I am a little intimidated by him because he knows his shit. He's good at it. He's very good about exposing stuff. So when we got there, thanks to my Strongheart people that live in Rapid, thanks to, you know, little sister Jennifer Goldsberg, this is what we did to expose that. And so I urge more people to get actively involved in things that you can use wherever you're not wanted. And if they're giving you an opportunity, step up and do it. I don't care how you got to do it, but get in there. Like I've always told this to people, there are thousands upon thousands of country clubs in major towns and cities. And when white people assemble in them country clubs, they're passing judgment, and they also want to find a renegade to use against people of color, whether they're red, yellow, and black. That's what they do to pass judgment. How are we going to kill them? How are we going to beat the shit out of them? How are we going to arrest them? You see, without, look, people of color, if you lay homage to the white race, okay, if you do, they'll lock you up. And once you get in there, it's nothing but people of color in their prison camp. And I've said this on countless, you know, times on shows. If we can all put our emphasis together and use our hearts to use it in a psychological form of holding the white man accountable, let's build prisons and house white people to see how they feel. You see what I'm getting at, folks? And everybody that works in the prison is going to be all people of color. And let's see how he feels now. This is why COVID-19 is a new experiment, like the Wounded Knee Massacre or Sand Creek or what happened in Bloody Stones with the Paiutes. No different than the Browning Blackfeet people. They had massacres too. Every tribe faced some kind of unhealthy predicament at the hands of white people. So when they give me an opportunity to come in, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take advantage of it. I don't have to say a goddamn thing. All I have to do is stay red. That's it. And so what I put on my board is going to affect you. And it is about ethnic cleansing. And it is about the new smallpox blankets that are being given out. And that's what COVID-19 is. So you have to also use psychological warfare to hold the system accountable. There are airlines now trying to pass mandated, you know, agreements through the federal government in order for you to fly first class or even operate a plane. You got to have that vaccination. See? That vaccination will kill you, folks. Why can't the federal government do the experiment on them? Why don't they all take vaccination? They didn't. They're lying to you. But you believe it. Every time the white man tells you something, you go for it. Take a look at it. Why do you think they got masks on? According to Dr. Hata, my brother from overseas, he explained that the COVID-19 sickness was a third stage pneumonia. That's why they had to give it a name. So they call it the coronavirus. Well, corona is an alcohol beverage that was used in Spain that landed over in Mexico, down in Mexica territory. Not only was it used as an alcohol beverage, Corona, there was also another one called Simpatico. They're down there. Those are potent alcohol beverages. Get you gas, drunk, beat the shit out of your wife, your kids, and so forth. That's what they want. That's how domestic abuse is brought. No different than malt liquor used on the black people in all major cities within a block radius. Malt liquor. Nobody's asking those questions why my brothers and sisters are being so abusive with that liquid stuff in that damn camp. Well, it's laced with something, the same way the coronavirus is laced with something. They're not going to tell you that, but as long as you're going to spend the money to buy that beverage, you're going to stay numb. And you don't really want to know. They were using manganese to put in alcohol, no different than pop. My late brother, Richard Dick Gregory, used to tell me when I used to meet with him down south. He's the reason why I went down to Ferguson. He invited me to come. Like I said, I'm not going anywhere without invitation. And that's the hard part. So I learned that on my own to do that because I was sick and tired of people masquerading, parading for the system. Because the system's giving them money to quiet them down. Look, almost all the 50 states are on the verge of legalizing the medical use of marijuana. The District of Columbia already has it mandated there in that damn town. But the population of that town is my black people. It's almost 95%. Think about it. But because they're not going to do a goddamn thing to demonstrate against the white man, they give them jobs to work for the rich. And so they're all smoking weed over there. That is the form of silencing people. They will do that. So now the reservations are doing it. The Pine Ridge is doing that right now. They use them half-breeds to mandate that within the damn reservation. Now they're trying to pass that legalization of alcohol and drugs. They're doing it. Half-breeds. Half-breeds are doing it. So this is a new form of ethnic cleansing. This is a new form of smallpox blanket. Duh. So any challenge Strongheart gets, we're going to step up and challenge it. I know they don't want me being there with them. Well, goddamn, you shouldn't have invited me. I've seen people do me wrong all summer long, and I stepped back and did not say a goddamn thing. I kept my mouth shut. Because I am that person that the Great Mercy has provided a path for, and I'm on it, and I'm going to stay on it. If it wasn't for the Great Mystery and Mother Earth and all my winged and four-legged creatures, I'd be dead a long time ago. Because of ethnic cleansing, because of smallpox blankets and so forth, the list will go on and on. And as people that are supposed to be thinking about freedom, you're not really understanding why freedom is the way it is today. Freedom's not a choice. If you really know what freedom is, go outside and stand on your Earth Mother. The Earth Mother is struggling to remain free. But the white race is constantly putting hold on her, raping her, molesting her, force penetration her. All of this, no different than the Great Mystery. Above, he's doing it. They're doing it to him, too. That's the hard part. How much time does the Great Mystery and Mother Earth have before they get pissed off and decide to wipe out everybody? But it's that two-legged white devil that's creating these problems. So two things got to happen. If you really are struggling and you believe in freedom, then act like it. Don't talk about it. Do something with it. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you, man, to do anything that you know in your heart that you can do. And if the opportunity does come to give you a chance to be vocal and speak out, step up and do it. Like I said, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians, folks. I'm doing all this work for people. For people, for you. For your human rights. This is why I do it. I don't want to hear if you're mad and all that. If you're mad, go scream at your own people that are screwing you over. Go scream at them. Don't scream at your new pop. Don't raise your voice at it. I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do to help my people get out of dormancy. And any opportunity that they give me as a figure of speech where I'm invited, I'm going to take advantage of it. Because words are like a million leaves on a tree, waiting to be balled off. That's insane. And I'll turn it all back to all of you because That's what I experienced today. Back to you all.
Okay, people. Anyone else? Anyone else has anything to say on this topic? We were speaking about something that, you know, other words are saying that to be free is not to talk about being free. If you are done, it's to act like you're free. You know, talking is good, but acting is much better.
I'd just like to add a little something. Something to what Chinopa said, that we have to be open-minded about our young ladies, our young Native ladies, that I see a lot of them are missing, coming up missing from their homes and everything. And I was just watching an article the other day about how these young ladies are going to the bars and getting tricked by the white man. There usually be two of them. One has a lot of money that will try to buy the girl a drink, while the other one is behind the girl, and he's there for a distraction. While that man is talking to that girl, the one behind her is slipping some type of drugs in her drink where she's knocked out. And she's not able to get out of that bar on her feet. And I know this is true because that happened one time in my life when I was younger, in my younger days when I was in the bar. I was sitting at the bar, and I had just turned my back for a minute and went to the bathroom, came back to my drink, and I shouldn't have drank it, but I did. And it was some type of drug that was put in there that, oh my God, it had my head spinning, and I couldn't see straight, and I couldn't walk straight neither. But I knew my next step was to get out of there as fast as I could and get somewhere. And that's what I'm saying. These young ladies, our young Native ladies, think that it may be good to go out there and have a good time and everything, but know who you're with and be with someone, because you could come up missing at any time and don't even know what happened to you. But your parents worry about you when you're out there. I know they don't want you out there. My parents were the same way. They didn't want me out there by myself, and I listened to them till I was in my younger years when I was away from them, that it just took a moment of time that something like this would happen, and you could just come up missing at any time and not know what happened to you. But I just put that out there for all our young Native women to be careful who you're with and who you socialize with, because not everybody is your friend. Back at you.
Beautiful knowledge for my sister. Man, Geraldine always has, you know, experiences that I've clashed with in my time. See, this is what we're saying, folks. Knowing your enemy is your key to freedom. You see it? Simple. And that man is capable of doing it. That's what my grandfather told us men, us young boys, never to join his brigades. Because if you did, he was going to force stuff upon you. And that's where the bipolar disorder really is rapidly on the verge of, you know, people that come from all these military backgrounds. Listen to them. Them guys get mad and beat the shit out of their kids and their families, and they go knowing that out of a glimpse of that understanding, they did something wrong. They feel emotion, they feel pain, and guess what he does? He goes right to the nightclub or the bar or the bootlegger or the crack or the wheat pusher. He'll go to every one of them to find something that he can take to deal with that issue. That's how post-traumatic stress and psychological warfare come from. That white man is the devil in true form, whether you get it or not, folks. And that's the hard part. And And I will say this, in the 5 minutes we have as we come to the top of the hour of 6 o'clock, and thanks again to my sister Leona for giving us a most beautiful show that is based upon your voices. That's why it's called The Indigenous Voices of People. It's your show, not only Tanupas. But this is what I'm going to give you as we reach the 6 o'clock hour. Mitakebi, Solwashti Ogunashna, Suta Waga Kakile Hecha, Chichupi. Nay, Chuhan Kokata Ketaku, Lena Walaka, Kihe. Mila Huska Kilena Tapsita, Hena Ospeon Kapiki, Hena Husti, Makha Kata Egna Kapi. Chahe Yankee. Champeto was he Wakhaja Kilena Eta. We saw it Chahiki Kokata Kia. Wawaska Moji, you hawk the hunter. Nature Ilala na Wauspekilena Ospe Chaki. Mila Ota Wana Ispeo Kiapi Naha. Makashi na kiukapi. Ukehi elok takipi. Yoksi tenako. As takomani. Kawachi washte wazi luhaku. Itchu hataku lena iatsu kte hata. Wolak kota ogunash na etsu se etu wampo. Santeti le echa lila was ake suta aikwa. Eocha nitachanki. Taku lena ichachi apike hene ihani. Or at your kids hobby, wobbles in the walk, stop it. All you've kept in the known coopy. Oh, henna, no, husky, or at it, you're happy. The little ota is pale of kia, okay, henna, it's a lila, dark, you woke like, okay, henna, onisia come as nuke and you want to jump in. As me and all, not slow at. Shut it, you might walk and I can know it, Kokata, Wahina, you know, Miss her. Kawachi ki ogna iwag la ki kile nahti ma chande ke. Washichi kile na icha yapina daku rejuta ai kwako kile shicha ena kaha bi. Ja ke iut habi. Ja iut hab ha ena la kota ki wichaku. Na tuwe kash ena isha wichoye tkobi is hat kukte yu hake ena isha wichaku. O ena yanke bi mitaki bi. Nahawana le walks up a kile, Mila Huska Tropiki. Lakota Tawoyukstaki, Hena Tony Aikrak Okichi. Nilakota Bata, Wakatakaki Chimane Tuki, Wahoyaki, Naoti Makan Gata Najin Wachaki, Nanichi hooked in the only chicken. And then the Husk is Hokaki, Yaki. So Wamakashkaki Lena Isha Waniaka, if you tell old man in Wachaki Ata. And then he never talked to no one else. And then he said, whoa, pick you up. Oh, it's your heart, I could have taken you all like what they just did, and we told you, Lena Etta, Kokata is forever. I came with that, if you want to end this thing. Let you know, but you have money made up, or call a kitchen, you let a blue spec, you hit something, he's a Etta. The nature, Hena, I kicked the nod in Ochichaka. Ochichaka, okay, Lena Etta, let you the nod in dinner. Inila won. To all my youth, I think I'm at the Daku Lena Ibuluks and one black and a novel at the Noeta, Kima Ibulam. Oh, hey, Wolakota. Hey, sir. Echlete Echa. It's Hamu. The teacher on Daku Pek Lena, etc. I'll give it all back to you as I conclude it with the language as we reach the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Back to you all, listening audience. Thank you. Allow me to give you that little message.
Okay, people, as you said, you know, this is your show. We just our plan is just to monitor and to give information and try to inform the people, you know, what's happening now. But it's also it's up to you to let us know what's on your mind, what you're concerned, you know. And so we implore you all to, you know, engage in this radio show because this is your show. Keep saying it over and over, you know. So the borders let up and let us know. We know you can hear us, so let's start talking.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is Jenny. Many
Okay. Welcome back, Jenny.
I'm okay. I'm starting to feel a lot better. At least I can talk without coughing now.
That's good. It's much better than you. That's good. It's good.
But anyhow, as before, you know, they're the same issues and concerns that are going on our reservation still. So really much hasn't changed with that. But I was listening to some of what was being said. Oh, there's going to be noise. The kids just came in. So, well, anyhow, I wanted to say we're looking at how the government tried any and every way that they can to use a sickness or whatever to take our people up. And then you look at the residential schools, the missionary schools and what, and all these bodies, mass graves that are being found. So you look at that, you know, that was like, I don't know, what was that, their first attempt, second attempt, or what? Because I know they used alcohol at first. Mm-hmm. So you look at everything that the white man created to try to destroy our people, and it's like they're still doing it today, you know? And what more and why? Why is it that our people make them, I don't know, afraid or we remind them of something bad that their people have done to or our people? But anyhow, we had a walk this past Thursday up here in Great Falls, Montana, honoring those children that never made it home. And we were talking like about a lot of history, about how we're the living survivors of those children that, you know, are being found. So when people talk, when they just try to make it only about them, like they're the one that have every, you know, thing to say, and they have the answer to everything or what, you know. Well, what's the answer to that? Then tell us how do you fix that part, you know? But I'm not going to say too much because the kids are in the background, you know, they just come in. So, but you think about everything that has already been done to our peoples, and then still today it's still happening because we're letting it happen. Mm-hmm. Now you look at the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Peoples Rights. If that declaration is so real and active, then why are our people afraid to use it? Mm-hmm. Because the reason why I'm saying that, because they were having a protest down here in Helena, Montana, yesterday, speaking, they want a bill to be passed to stop the government system, the state government system, from taking our children from us anymore. Meaning that if we're raising our kids in a good, healthy home and we're teaching them about us, then leave us alone then, because we have that right. It can't be about them anymore. And I look at that, you know, I'm thinking, well, geez, at least that's the start, you know, as far as the declaration, if it's really that real and active. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about how we talk. We all want tradition to come back and how important it is to know who you are, where you come from and what. So when you leave this world, you know where you to go back to. So our teaching, they want to happen even more. So. And we talk about human rights. Well, ain't that our most important human right if you're trying to basically govern yourself and your children under the teaching of the pipe? Hmm? Well, there's a lot of questions that a lot of our people have, you know, and there's elders that, you know, that are listening now and say they want to help. So either how I look at it, how the women, the people are praying, and if your prayers are being answered, then I feel this is what's happening, why this is happening, because we need to bring back to who we are. We can't just keep waking up acting like white people all the time. And when I mean white people will engage amongst each other. And when you see our people engaging, you know, it kind of amongst them, it makes you wonder, well, is that the way it's supposed to be? Or what are we doing? Who is our enemy then? So a lot of it gets confusion. There's a lot of confusion. So those are, you know, some questions that I always have in my mind, because, you know, I'll say sometimes, you know, I feel like I understand it in this way, but then somebody say it in a whole different way. So it's like our teaching is kind of really off balance right now. And it needs to get balanced out again. If we're talking about Earth values and Mother Earth and Father Sky, you know, the teaching of of who we are, supposed to be who we are. So there's a lot. There's a lot to what we're trying to put back together. But that's all I want to say. Kids are making a lot of noise. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyone else has anything to say?
Yeah, what the sister just said was very, very enlightening. I really appreciate that simply because she's speaking the truth. And the truth is that, you know, because even when I question myself, I'm asking, am I really, really trying to find out who I am and I need to know? How do I go about this? And again, being on this platform is giving me the opportunity to share and engage what it is that I'm looking for within the context of myself. And I know that once I realize how to combat myself, then I can more effectively help my people. But again, I just want to emphasize that we have to do a deep soul search with
people. Okay, I'm breaking up.
Okay, yeah. It's based on spiritual. I feel as though our people were really spiritual people. And, you know, setting aside the politics, not setting aside the politics, rather, but you have to build a spiritual foundation. And once you build that spiritual foundation within yourself, then you can begin to try to reach out and help others. Such as, you know, some of the people on here and what I'm attempting to try to do with my input. So it's not that I don't know myself. It's just that I don't know that history about myself that's keeping me deluded. So I'm not trying to be like the white man. I know that I can never be like the white man because I wasn't created to be him. I was created to be indigenous, and I realize that. So I'm trying to look and share with those like-minded and spiritual beings that can assist me in my journey. So I agree with what she's saying in the sense that we need to learn yourself, therefore you can be more effective in helping others. And I think it's very important that we, you know, keep that in our mindset as we continue on this journey together. So I appreciate the opportunity for expressing that.
Anyone else?
Thank you. It was a very interesting perspective. And I think, like what Jenny said, okay, we got, let's take, for instance, the Declaration, the American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Well, there's 101 countries that said, okay, we agree with that. And first thing it says, Article 1, that this applies to the person who, the people who identify as indigenous people of America. So in other words, if we all consensually agree to it, We can live by it. We can abide by it. We can enforce it because we agree to it. That's what we want. So your freedom is only what you implement. Nobody can take from you what you don't want to give. So I agree with both of you guys, and I think that was very profound, that, yeah, your freedom is what you make it. Absolutely.
And you said right, because if you don't
who bring those people who bring harm and deceit and dissent and all that, okay, we know you the enemy. We know how you get down. We know how we got to deal with you, point blank. I'm taking right. this. No, you're not taking nothing. And we have to stand on that, and we have to fight for that. Why? Because when you go after the system or whatever criminal, whoever criminal it is, because they come in many colors, many shapes, sizes, forms, and they come in a lot of times with good intention, but the culture is corrupt. So once they fall in line with the whole system, then, okay, he's part of the problem now. So why, the way you deal with that, you had to go after the fraud, go after the corruption. Why? Because nobody wants to be the scandal to be pointed at them. They're always trying to shift the blame to somebody else. So as Tanuka said and many others, yeah, you got to go after the culprit, the one who's implementing it. You know, and it started way up at the top of the ladder. You got folks like Queen E, she's sitting up on her throne. She got money, making money, over money. She don't even know how to count. And she got a calculator? No, they just tell her about digits. These, it starts from there, and it works its way down to the grassroots. But they only sit in that position because we allow it. People only do to you what you allow them to do. So if you implement, you live it, that's what it is. But if you allow somebody else to dictate to you, oh, you can't eat or you can't work unless you take the vaccine or this and that. Well, okay, well, I don't have to work for you. I don't have to contract with you. Now, when you start asking a whole bunch of questions, they get to run and hide because they can't answer the questions. But our people, for lack of knowledge, we suffer. For lack of assertion, we suffer. We say we warrior people. We say we people of earth. We say that we are people of nature. Then we have to act like it. You say, oh, I'm an Indian. All right, well, act like an Indian. Indian's supposed to be act like this, that, and the other. So act like it. You say you a holy person, then act holy. You say you spiritual, act spiritual. Be you.
I love that.
Be who you were created to be.
I love that, Siri, right there, guys. Listen to what my little brother just said. If you act like an Indian, you get something done. If you don't act like an Indian, nothing will get done. But if you act like a white man, guess what happens? None of it's going to work. That's the hard part. My grandfather once told me, if you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy it. See, that's still here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's the whole process of ethnic cleansing. So I'm going to let you guys continue on like that. See, once I get it started, man, you're all on the same level. Love y'all. Keep it up.
Love y'all. Love y'all.
Little people, we're at war. We're at spiritual war, physical war, mental war. The first thing of war is to bomb your enemy and to bomb the strategy. How do you feel?
Hey, man, this is a war just to get a clean drink of water nowadays. They didn't contaminate all the water. They put chemicals in the water and this and that in the water. 100 years ago, we could drink out of any stream, river, whatever. When I was a kid, you could go drink out the stream. You wouldn't get sick. It's try it now. You'd be throwing up, diarrhea, dysentery. So, yeah, it's a war on every front. Every front. So we just got to do it, folks. You know, that's it.
Oh, see,
I say just do it.
Yeah.
And we got to come to each other's aid and rescue. We are one people. As indigenous people, we are one people. And if one of us is suffering, we are all suffering. So we have to aid one another. That is so important. No matter what, how tight it is or what's going on, if one of us need and he call out, then we all have to make an effort. That's true independence.
Back to you. She asked a question. He asked the question, why do they hate us? Why did they hate the indigenous people so much? What did they do to them for, what did we do to them for to hate us so much?
I can answer that.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Because when the white man came over here with his Christianity, when they started speaking to the different tribes, their history predated Jesus Christ. Oh, we're in deep shit here. It scared them. Their knowledge and their talk of how they got here and what they were taught predated their Jesus Christ. That's what scares the white man. The pre-existence to Jesus Christ is the native people, and that scares the dog living shit out of them.
Anyone else has want to elaborate on this? Why they hate us so much, and you know, and what figure that we did so much to them that they hate us?
They came here looking for gold. They came here looking for means to support the crimes they was committing over there. They kicked those other when they, you know, long before though they sent the criminals out on the ships when they released them from prison. Before that, they were trying to over in, let's say, Iberia. Spain. When Elizabeth and Ferdinand finally defeated the Moors after 900, 700 years or something or another, when they conquered Spain, 2 years later they were over here looking for a means to support their campaign. Remember, folks, they're always trying to steal something. They're always out for greed. How they get in the Black Hills? Looking for gold. That yellow-haired guy, Custer, told him, oh, it's gold out there. And then everybody came after they made the Treaty of 40, 51, 68. And here they come again. You know, and this, that was just long line succession of lies. They still lying, and every time they start talking, they're lying. So... profit and gain, yeah. Is all it's about. Doctrine and discovery got over here. They ain't had no more trees over there to use them all up. Got over here, oh, they got nothing but trees. Resource. They got nothing but fish, nothing but buffalo for days. When the geese fly, you can't even see the sun. They got so much over here.
I'd just like to add, back, brother, if I could, back, please.
Back,
that, you know,
back to you, I mean. That I could go on.
Yeah,
back to you.
Yeah, if I could, I'd just like to add, you know. Add,
yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. On that subject of why they hate us, I was just thinking, I said, maybe due to the fact that they realize that these people, you know, they live in harmony, you know, with the nature and universe, you know, just like Brother Chinooka said earlier. If you stand on Mother Earth, then there's a certain vibratory frequency that accommodates that. And within that construct of that frequency, you're able to, you know, elevate and ascend to higher reality. And I think they realize that they don't have the opportunity, or neither do they have the ability to be able to resonate on that frequency. So therefore, they want to know, well, how are these people living like this? They want to come in with corruption to corrupt that, because that's what the devil do. You know, he's that art. He's that art with his supreme creator. And in doing that, you can keep these people subjugated to give them the impression that you're superior over them. And once you've gained that mind control and that, you know, sense, then you're able to just do what you do and keep it manufactured under that illusion. But when you allow these people, once they realize who they are and how they really are connected with the universe and they're harmonizing and, you know, all these powers that they possess, then you're no longer able to exercise that ability over there. So when y'all speak of independence, that also comes with that independence, being able to know how connected you are with the universe and the earth and Mother Nature. I was just sitting here thinking and just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Hello? This is Jenny.
Yes,
how I feel, no matter how what, you know, what really happened, how it happened and what, you know, this race and every race that really don't understand what Turtle Island really is, the teaching of Turtle Island, that they forget that the Christ was here before the cross ever crossed that ocean, okay? And the teaching was already here too. So they came to somewhere that don't belong to them, and they still, that's why they're so confused. They don't understand us. So some people still have that teaching within them. And like me, I question at times now. I'll ask people, if you say you're governed by the pipe, then tell me, was it one woman that brought two pipes, or was it two women that brought two pipes? So even we have to get that one right. So we have to understand it right. So we're at a time where, you know, we're needing that. We're needing our spiritual understandings again. So if you don't have it, you know, it's okay. But the ones that do, those are the ones that, you know, should know what we're talking about. So that's how I feel, you know. They forget that the pipe was here before the cross ever came. So that means that their religion will never work here, taking gold and what. Our people left it alone because they knew that kept us in balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they wanted to take, you know. They were stealing, you know, something, but they didn't really steal it. You know? They just knocked us off balance. So that's all. Thinking about what you guys are talking about.
Okay, see, we have 5 minutes left of the show. If anyone else want to come on and speak?
I wanted to comment on what Jenny just said, which is very, very true, Jenny. In implementing the who we are, and that we predate Columbus, Christ, doctrine discovery, divine destiny. We predate all of that, so therefore they have to recognize who you are and what you say you are and what you say that it is. They cannot dispute. Why? Because they know beyond a shadow of doubt that we're giving them the honest truth. We predate all of that. So therefore, our claim is the highest claim, and they have no claim over our claim. But the question is, will we stand up and implement? Back to you, Ray. Thank you, Jenny.
Let me step into this is Sunuba. Let me step into everything that's going on and undertaking. Okay. Tonight's show, as we wrap it down to the closing of it, I want to thank all of you that engaged. And I also want to thank all of you for having these strong questions. But before the giving of anything, regardless of its past and present, I want you all to keep in mind on this level,
the great mystery gave us a real strong value of life, okay, before he created the heaven and earth. He, too, was in pain, sorrow. He was hurt. These are according to our legends and stories. And the reason why I'm sharing that with all of you tonight is because the hardships that we go through in our everyday living in Turtle Island in the year 2021, we're starting to see domestic issues resurface at the discretion of white America. And the reason for that, folks, is we allow it to take place. We're not believing the way our ancestors once did, you see? So in order for us to continue to serve that purpose, like my little brother Jibril picked up from Chinupa, just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian don't mean it's an Indian. And if you have to act like it, then get with it, folks. And if you keep having false questions, look, women have always been the governing body of a matriarchal system that's been here since time immemorial. That's a given statement. And until women pick that up, men are going to be continuously lost. So that hard part of understanding that fairness and balance, we all want to make a difference. We all want change. We all are circumventing issues that are not ours. But at the same time, I'm telling all of you, when you look at the forest and all these things that are happening in Indian country, don't forget, the white man's a murderer. He kills everything. He'll murder his own people just to get ahead. That's how that man works. But we two-legged indigenous people, on the other hand, we have a different virtue. And so as we come down to the bottom of the hour, listen, folks, I thank all of you for engaging on tonight's show. I thank all of you for taking this necessary step to really look at what we're facing today in Indian country. Everyone's facing it now. Even the white man, it finally came back on him. But this was his creation. He created this. The simple solution to all of it, put the great mystery first. Put the animals first and put your grandmother the earth first. And then yourself will come with it. And as we come to that final few minutes, thank all of you for participating in tonight's Indigenous Voices of Radio show. And I close with this, and we'll see you all next week. Again, folks, Friday and Saturday from 5 o'clock to 6:30. Sister Leona, thank you, man, for keeping us up front and ahead and everything that goes on in Indian country. My song in closing. Love y'all.
Good night, and that song is honored for all of you. to pick it up and keep going. Love y'all. We'll see y'all next week on the Voices of Indigenous Radio. Hokahe, wopula tanke chicha.
I hope.